about what should be the norm and what the American people should be able to take for granted, which is that one of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power.
The death toll rising from the latest winter storm that stretches from the Midwest and South to the Northeast. Officials say two died in Missouri, two others in Kansas. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau formally announced today he'll step down in March, he says, in hopes of ending the stalemate in Parliament. An attack in the West Bank today killed three Israelis. Authorities say gunmen opened fire on a bus carrying Israelis. Three others were injured in that attack. This is ABC News. President Biden met with Venezuelan opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez at the White House today. The U.S. has supported Gonzalez's claims that he defeated President Nicolas Maduro in last July's elections. Maduro's government refusing to release voting counts to prove that he won. Maduro will be sworn in for his third term as president on Friday. With recent warnings about alcohol consumption, some are wondering if a dry January is enough.
Abstaining from alcohol for a month seems like a good idea, but Dr. Elizabeth Komen, a medical oncologist at NYU Langone Health, isn't convinced it's the best way to keep a check on your drinking.
My concern about dry January is what happens February 1st. We need to be honest about the lifestyle changes we can realistically make. And if we go cold turkey on something, what happens for the rest of the months of the year?
Because of its link to several types of cancer, the Surgeon General recently advised putting warning labels on alcohol.
ABC, Sherry Preston, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that your accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
For the rest of today, it'll be sunny and seasonal with a high of 25. Then tonight with a low of 9, it will be very chilly with some increasing clouds. Then tomorrow with a high of 24, partly cloudy and breezy. Tomorrow night with a low of 7, it will become mostly cloudy and cold. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy and quiet with a high of 20. Right now in Richland Center, no clouds in the sky and very sunny. And right now the current temperature is 25 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
100.9 WRCO.
Here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
Driving 90 on 65. I'll be there before the sun goes down. Just you and me in a perfect night. It's all that I can think about.
just spin around us. There's nothing left to figure out but you and me. We'll set the speed and just
you'll always forgive and forget. Just keeps him coming around. You say that this is his last time, but I've heard you say that before. He's shown you what kind of love he can give you, but you deserve oh so much more. Give me his last chance and I'll show you what true love. But one chance is all that I need. Why bet your heart on a game that you know you'll never be able to win? Give me his last chance, never take chances again. I know the love you've been dying to give is not the kind you have received. Why waste your time on someone who is blind to the love you so desperately
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
The moment was custom made to order. I was riding with my daughter on our way back from Monroe. And like children do, she started playing 20 questions. But I never would have guessed one could touch me to my soul. She said, Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I going to see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? I won't lie, I pulled that car right over, and I sat there warm shoulder, trying to dry my misty eyes. And I whispered, Lord, I wanna thank you for my children, 'cause your innocence that fills them often takes me by surprise. Like Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I gonna see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? A smile came to my face, and when I tucked her into bed, I got down on my knees and prayed, Lord, when I get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? I don't want to come to visit, 'cause I'm coming home to stay. And I can't wait to see my family and meet Jesus face to face. Do you think, Lord, you could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? La da 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 dee.
Buddy Jewel with Help Pour Out the Rain. Let's take a look at our community calendar towards the end of the week. On Thursday, the Vernon County Health Department offers wellness screenings the second Thursday of the month from 7:30 to 10:30. The screening includes cholesterol and blood sugar levels, as well as an assessment of blood pressure and discussion of risk factors for heart disease. A $10 donation is requested but not required. For more information, visit the Vernon County website. For assistance in making an appointment, contact the Vernon County Health Department by phone at 608-637-5251, Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will meet Thursday at 5 o'clock at the Riverway Board office in Muscadet. The meeting also will be broadcasted via Zoom. For further information, contact Mark Cupp, Executive Director, at 608-739-3188 or 1-800-221-3792 or stop by the office. The Village of Boaz Caucus for spring election will be Thursday at 5:30. The regular meeting of the Boaz Village Board will follow at 6 o'clock. A special meeting of the Boaz Village Board will be Friday, January 10th, at 4:30 to complete an audit of the financial records of 2024. All notices may be accessed at boazwi.gov. Then on Friday, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 10 o'clock to 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redclossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Then on Saturday, the Richland Center Knights of Columbus Council 3492 will be holding bingo at the Richland Center Community Center starting at 6:30. The progressive jackpot will be $1,259 plus 50% of net sales in 51 calls or less. Right now, it is 25 degrees in Richland Center.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood. For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
100.9 WRCO. She had her long legs dangling from the edge of the dock. We were nearly 17. Her eyes were shining brighter than the water that was glistening. And when she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me, something lighter than cut-off jeans and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. And it was time to go in. I tried to find ways to make it never end. Swinging rope, jumping in. Man, I was a cannonball champion. When she laughed, when she smiled, all I could do was grin. Even though it didn't look like I was doing much, I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Help me, something lies in cut on jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Yeah, that summer came, and that summer went. That was the best dang summer that I ever spent. I could still see her dancing in that hot summer mist. Sun halo glowing, she was heaven sent. With that laugh and that smile, And now all I can do is grin when I think back to that summer when I was imagining her and me, just her and me, holding hands and dipping our feet. Her and me, just her and me, something lines and put on jeans, and all the things that we could have been. I was imagining. Dangling from the edge of the dock, and we were nearly 17.
Got a date a week from Friday with the preacher's son. Everybody says he's crazy, I'll have to see. I finally moved to Jackson when the summer came. I won't have to pay that boy to rake my leaves. I'm probably going on and it seems. I'll have to see.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetsfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. has now recorded its first fatal case of bird flu. The CDC says the death occurred in Louisiana. The person, over the age of 65 and had underlying health issues. The patient contracted bird flu after being around a backyard flock of wild birds. Congress formalized the 2024 presidential election results today. ABC's Jay O'Brien says security was heightened following the riots at the Capitol during the 2020 election. election talent.
I mean, you can't turn a corner in this building. I couldn't get lunch today, and the one place that was open to get lunch at the Capitol, given the snowstorm, without seeing literal SWAT teams in line with me, a much different security presence than 4 years ago.
President Biden and the First Lady in New Orleans today to meet with victims' families following last week's truck attack that killed 14 people. Authorities say the driver, a 42-year-old Army veteran, was influenced by ISIS and believed that he had carried out a video diary. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Tonight's area boys basketball on the radio. New Lisbon plays at Ithaca. Aaron Hipsch and the Bulldogs are preparing for a big January.
Practices are definitely at a premium as you come in and out of winter break here, and I know that's something that we're definitely looking forward to is getting back into the gym, because there certainly are things to work on, and you know, the three games in a row without a practice thing is not ideal by any stretch of the imagination, but I think we're holding together.
Hear that game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. New Lisbon at Ithaca with a pregame around 7:15. The hot shooting Wisconsin men's basketball team goes on the road to meet Rutgers in Big Ten play. The Badgers connected on a program record 21 three-pointers in a 116-85 win over Iowa last Friday. John Blackwell led the way with six trays and 32 points. The game stayed close until Wisconsin scored 14 in a row just before half. That was the first conference win of the season for UW. The team brings an 11-3 record into the game against the Scarlet Knights this evening. For the second time this season, the Wisconsin men's hockey team has given a ranked Michigan team all it can handle. The Spartans prevailed 4-3 in overtime in the action that was played outside in Chicago's Wrigley Field Saturday. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Rest of today, it'll be sunny and seasonal with a high of 25. Then tonight, very chilly with increasing clouds with a low of 9. Then tomorrow with a high of 24, partly cloudy and breezy. For tomorrow night with a low of 7, it will become mostly cloudy and cold. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy and quiet with a high of 20. Right now, it is 24 degrees and sunny.
WRCO 100.9. Sitting in the backseat of Daddy's old Chevrolet, 12 years old, going to the family fishing hole, parked by the dock in the shade of the willow tree. My dad looks back and he hands a pole to me. There's a whole lot of country folk waiting around to get there first. Hand me down. The very first one was Granddaddy's buckle and some boots and a truck and a piece of land. Dreaming about the day you'd walk down the aisle, get married, have kids, and spend a little while on a fencing farm, that piece of land that
Seemed like it'd been forever. that it's good to be back home, but you know what would make it better? You still got that short bed Chevy we put the memory miles on. I'm sure you sold that thing. I smiled and said, you're wrong. It's in the barn out back, and if I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if the miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know about. Let's see if they paved that old dirt road that used to run out. Find out if that dogwood limb is still there to hang our shirts. If you ain't got nothing else to do tonight, let's see if that truck still works. We can roll the windows down. I bet I've still got two or three hair ties on the gear shift and a ball cap behind the seat. If you miss those old times, the sun sets about 9 and I've got a four-wheel drive time machine. Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if the miles of corn still got that shade.
Paisley with Trucks Still Works. This Paul Harvey program is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Combines love for quality with a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for families and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. Say, did you hear the one about the traveling salesman from Cleveland who wagered over his head in a game of golf? No, it's no joke. He was 25. Professionally, he made about what he paid, so though he was a pretty good amateur golfer, he dared not bet a lot in a game until one day. Friends had invited him to the Pine Valley Golf Course in New Jersey. He'd never played that course before. By the way, Pine Valley is a man-eater, more sand and scrub than short grass. Ask anyone who's played it, Pine Valley is one tough golf course. Now, the young salesman is no hustler, but today he's got to hustle. He needs money, hundreds of dollars. So the negotiating begins. Pine Valley can't be such a hard course, he says. His golfing companions laugh. Would he care to put a little money behind that? All right, he says, how about this? For every stroke over 80 on his scorecard, he will pay his companions $100. Well, the other fellows are delighted. Who does this kid think he is, believing he can shoot 80 or lower his first time out at Pine Valley? But, says their guest, you pay me $100 for every stroke I make under par. Par was 72. Well, now his guests are sure this youngster has underestimated the notorious course. They've heard he's pretty good, but nobody's that good, so eagerly they agree to the wager. And the first hole at Pine Valley is a monster par 4, 427 dogleg right, woods on the left, sand and scrub on the right. The green's level with the fairway, but the problem is there's a sharp 10-foot drop from the fringe on the left and the right and the back. So the salesman's 30 feet from the pin, already lying 4. But he sinks the 30-footer. He's not even reached the second tee, and he's 1 over. And remember, $100 for every stroke over 80, and what the other fellas don't know is that their guest is broke. No way he could pay for even one of those strokes. And to win anything, he has to break 72. Well, that day, after that most important game on that most treacherous golf course, the daring young visitor putted out on 18 with a round of 68, 4 strokes under par. According to the bet, of course, he won $400, precisely the cash he'd needed to pay for something he'd already bought. Well, it's many victories later now and millions in winnings and earnings, but that remarkable career in professional golf all began with the game you've just played, the game he had to win in 1954. You see, that day he was playing for keeps. He was playing for an engagement ring he'd bought before he could pay for it. And that day he learned how good he could be, what he could do when he had to. So that same year, that same Cleveland salesman made golf his profession, and he and it have rewarded each other ever since. Oh, and the ultimate trophy he won back in 1954 was a girl named Winifred Walser, who became Mrs. Arnold Palmer. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
This is Michael Hernan live from the WRCO studios, and just want to thank everyone that's tuning in to WRCO today. My time is about up as Tim will come on here at 5 o'clock and join you guys with the 5 o'clock news, 5 o'clock sports, and 5 o'clock weather, of course, with Ag News as well at 5 o'clock. Also at 6 o'clock, we got Wisconsin men's basketball team on the road at Rutgers. That game will start at 6 on WRCE 107.7 FM. And of course, at 7:15, we got New Lisbon versus Ithaca boys basketball coverage. Phil Nee will be on the call for that one on WRCO 100.9 FM. That's the schedule for tonight on WRCO and WRCE. Hope you guys have a great night.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren. President and CEO, I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
WRCO Studio proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Granddaddy came home in a B-52 and a pine box covered in red, white, and blue. He was one of the brave and the proud and the few. Twenty-one guns helped us say goodbye.
stood there in silence, trying hard not to cry. As the preacher, he quoted lines written in red. And then he folded his Bible, and in a broken voice he said,
ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 and FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. has now recorded its first fatal case of bird flu. The CDC says the